You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
How do you not get discouraged when getting lots of no's and people quitting, et cetera? And so, you know, you have to, so this is, you know, deeper than you think. I'm going to give you two answers here. Okay. Regular answer is stop being addicted to the outcome. So this morning I read the five tips from a Japanese billionaire. And this is the guy, the mentor to Ken Honda, who I think his book is called Happy Work. And he teaches people how to be happier with their money, he teaches money, emotional intelligence, et cetera. And in one of the top five rules is, you know, don't be attached to the outcome, or, and, you know, be willing to let go. And so that's a good answer. So I was always more addicted to my activity, what I could control, than their response. And so when someone quit or when someone told me no, it was just okay. Cause my mission was only to see if they were open, to only see if they wanted to move forward. My mission was not to get a yes. Some of you need to hear that, okay? And so that's the very standard, you know, answer that hopefully would help. Here's the deeper answer. The deeper answer is, as you, when you set an intention, we're such powerful beings. When you set an intention, you set off a cascade of events, a cascade of realities to line up with that intention. And some of those realities that line up may not look the way you think they should. So I've seen it where I'm working with a leader and I have them start implementing new culture programs and new recognition programs and running their contests a little bit differently. And all of a sudden, one of their big leaders quits, doesn't like it. Okay. What they always come to find is that that needed to happen. For them to reach their intention, this ingredient in the recipe needed to exit for whatever reason. Sometimes it's because they're toxic, right? That's an obvious one. Sometimes it's because they're blocking someone else from feeling appreciated. And sometimes it's just a vibrational change. So when I decided to really up-level our inner circle program, we saw, you know, multiple coaches that I actually, you know, appreciated and respected and looked up to that, you know, they quit. But now that program has been way up-leveled. You know, we now have either three or four six-figure earners that are now coaches for us. And they coach some of our students in the inner circle. It's crazy. It's awesome. And so the key isn't just setting intention, it's holding intentions. Because here's what happens. So you set an intention of, I want to make more money. I want to be absolutely abundant. I want to be super wealthy. I want to be whatever your goals are, right? When you set that intention, you're sending off a cascading of events, a cascading of realities changing and altering, okay? And so, but if your conscious mind interferes and your conscious mind is like, no, I can't have her quit, they must stay, then you're going to focus too much on the change that actually needed to happen versus the holding the intention. So here's what that looks like. Someone sets an intention. I want to have the most amazing team of all time, right? Someone quits and, you know, here's the intention. I want to have the most amazing team of all time. And then someone quits and they're like, oh, I'm so unlucky. Oh, I never catch a break. Oh, people are quitting. And they smother that intention. And so that intention goes away. You don't ever get there. So the simple answer is don't be addicted to what other people do. They can do what they want. They have, you know, free will, right? They can quit. They can leave. They can not like you, whatever. The deeper is hold your intention. Hold your intention. That's the bigger deal.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.